This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now, this morning, to give us some insight into global markets, we have on the line with us Kingsley Jones, Chief Investment Officer at Jevons Global. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Kingsley, and good morning. China's exports sharply contracted for the first 2 months of the year. So how long do you think it'll take for global supply chains to return to normal?
Well, it's going to be a tough 6 months. I mean, the good news is that the China epidemic is clearly under control under the ground, but we just have to watch as they restart their factories and other areas of business just to see whether or not the disease builds up again. The virus does tend to cluster, as we saw in Wuhan, South Korea, Italy, and the Diamond Princess, just meaning that, you know, cases occur often together in a single location. But the medical profession all over the world is really learning from this experience and each other. And the more they do that, the more confidence they'll introduce measures such as social distancing and other ways to slow the spread of the virus by putting more distance between people. And that didn't seem to work in China. So in the short term, we recognize that, this is going to be a difficult period in markets, but there definitely will be buying opportunities coming forward as we start to see this particular outbreak slow down. But that's too early right now. We just have to be prepared for more volatility.
And Kingsley, we want to take a look at US, right? Because the US job numbers there increased by 273,000 in February. So definitely a good set of numbers. But that was before coronavirus cases surge in the US. Now, how do you think March employment numbers will be affected? Or does it really matter because now everyone's just in risk-off mode?
It may be partly the second. I mean, they are good numbers. Let's not forget the US economy is in pretty good shape. And I guess the other factor is I don't think we'll see quite the same move towards lockdown that we've seen in China. So if the economy slows down, I don't think it'll be because the government suddenly locked down cities and put people in quarantine. That's good in the short term for the US economy, but it may mean that their problem gets out of hand. So we just have to watch and see there as to what happens. But for now, the US economy itself is travelling pretty well. So if they're able to get their testing happening, then I think that their prospects are good for getting on top of this thing within a reasonable amount of time.
Now, Kingsley, another thing that has been in the international news this weekend has been oil prices, because they've plunged after OPEC Plus failed to come to a supply cut agreement. In fact, Brent is down 20% this morning already. Excuse me. Where do you see prices moving to in the near term, especially with reduced global demand for crude?
Well, yeah, look, that's a really tricky one because, as you see, the message of the market is, look, we're just going to have a big glut. We just don't know for how long. That's the key question. Now, many people will have seen news reports out of China that their air pollution was essentially gone because they essentially brought the economy to a standstill. They're restarting now, so we'll start to see some draw from China. And the question is whether that happens in a week, 2 weeks, or 6 weeks as to when you start to buy oil names in the market. We think there's value, but there's a big air pocket right now.
Meanwhile, of course, the safe haven asset gold has had its best week since 2016. Do you see a correction in prices, or is the bull run set to continue for this precious metal?
I would say that bull run is likely to continue. I don't think it will necessarily be, tremendously fast run in gold. I just think that people are looking for alternatives, and you look at the bond market. Yields are very, very low all around the world, so people will be starting to hedge their bets that those bond yields start to go back up again a little bit just because it's been such a big buying surge. And that means gold's actually not a bad place to own some as a hedge against that possibility that your traditional safe investment of bonds actually becomes a bit more volatile going forward.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Kingsley. And that was Kingsley Jones, Chief Investment Officer at Jevons Global in Sydney, talking to us about safe havens like gold, as well as earlier US jobs data, exports and oil prices.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.